This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works.
Hey, good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number if you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs. If you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Click on the Join the Team Now link if you want to start a longevity business, a home-based business, and help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. Make a side income or make a full-time income if you like. 844-236-6010 is the number. 866-735-2470. 866-735-2470 is the number to call if you want to speak to a real live human being, or you can click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com for a one-time $30 fee. You can be in business for yourself. If you want to check out our Truth Skin Health products, they're all up at truthtreatments.com, and don't forget to take a look at our Truth Reviews. Over 950 four- and five-star reviews at truthreviewed.com. We get them in every day, truthreviewed.com. All right, we've got a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. We are going to be talking a little astrology with Constance Stellis. There's some interesting astrological phenomena that are going on, actually started earlier this year, believe it or not, and a lot of astrologers believe that it may be linked to some of the stuff that's going on in 2020. Has been a pretty unbelievable year, and from an astrological standpoint, it makes perfect sense. We're going to talk to Constance Stellis about the relationship between the stars and the Earth and what shows up in the Earth. I always find it interesting as a chemist and as a scientist and as a pharmacist and as somebody who's in the healing business how we sort of marginalize the idea of astrology. I guess it makes sense because newspaper astrology is not really what astrology is about. The astrology that most of us think of when we think of our sun sign, which is what most people think about, that's not really what astrology is about. That's like astrology for the masses. That's astrology for the uninitiated. And it's cute and it's fun, but astrology is a really powerful science. And even Isaac Newton and many of the Enlightenment philosophers and mathematicians and scientists, including Newton as well as a guy named Kepler, believed that there was a very important relationship between astronomy and astrology, and I agree with them, and I'm a big believer in the power of the stars to affect what's going on here on planet Earth. We'll talk to Constance Stellis about that, and please understand it's much more than your sun sign. We'll talk to Constance Stellis in our third segment, and I'd like to know what you guys think about astrology, if you have any experience with it, or if you've personally verified its power and its potency and its accuracy. I'd like to hear from you. 844-236-6010. You can share with us. We've been talking about the membrane. We've been talking about the electrical nature of the universe, or of the body, and there is an electrical nature of the universe as well. There's an electrical nature to the body that's under-leveraged, and there's an electrical relationship to the aspect to the universe that is under-leveraged. Do you know that 99% of the universe is electrical? It's electrical gas, actually, probably 100%, but 99% is electrical gas. When we talk about astrology, we talk about the stars. You look at the stars in the sky. Stars are mostly electrical gas. They call it plasma. That's technically the term. And this electrified gas, this electrical gas, this electricity that's so important when it comes to outer space being mostly electrical. Now, the space between stars is also electrical, by the way. There's a really cool book called The Electric Universe that talks all about this. The space between stars that looks like it's just blank is really plasma. It's really ionized gas, electrical gas. And we don't appreciate the electrical nature of the universe, and we don't appreciate the electrical nature of the body, and we don't appreciate the electrical nature of the cell. The electrical nature of the body is the determinant of how healthy or unhealthy we're going to be. We are sick electrically. We talk about it chemically, and intelligent people talk about sickness biochemically or chemically. But unintelligent people, or people who are just kind of reading books and then repeating back, and much of the medical model is based on reading books and repeating it back, they focus on the body by organs and by tissues. And we have a medical model that focuses on the body as a bunch of organs all put together. And that's what allows us to do things like take the gallbladder out when there's gallbladder pain, or take the thyroid out when there's a thyroid nodule, or ablate the thyroid when there's Graves' disease. Because we don't look at the body biochemically, but even more fundamentally to biochemistry, of course, you know, because we've been talking about this. I talk about it all the time because it's the most interesting and fascinating and powerful thing to talk about when it comes to health, is the fact that underneath the chemistry, underlying the chemistry, fundamental to the chemistry is electricity. Go get a book by Jerry Tennant called Healing is Voltage. He has a new one, or he has a second one called Healing Eye Diseases. Healing is Voltage is the classic book on the electrical nature of health, or what health really is. Healing is Voltage, health is voltage. Voltage is push. The push of electricity is called voltage. If electricity is pulled, it's called negative voltage. Voltage is the push of electricity. Negative voltage is the vacuuming or the sucking of electricity. Negative voltage is alkaline. Positive voltage is acid. You hear about acid being a problem. What you're hearing about is positive voltage. When the bloodstream is acidic, the electricity is being pushed. It can't come out. It can't suck it out of food. You need to have a vacuum to suck electricity out of food. When we're stressed, when we're diseased, we're running in this acidic state. We're at positive voltage. The body internally, the bloodstream and cells, need to have sort of vacuum so they can suck energy in. When cells are stressed, they become acidic. When cells break down, they become acidic. Excess acidity is not so much, it is a problem, but the real problem is the cause of the excess acidity. Excess acidity is a problem, for sure. But the real issue is the cause of the excess acidity. One of the biggest causes of excess acidity is dead cells. When cells die, they explode. And they spew their acids out. Keeping the cell healthy is the very essence of health. It's all about the cell. We've talked about the cell. The cell is just unbelievable. And our focus on organs and tissues really takes us away from the incredible, incredible, awe-inspiring nature of the cell. And on the cell, when it comes to the cell, the most awe-inspiring part of the cell is this coating on the outside called the membrane. The membrane is a liquid crystal semiconductor akin to a computer chip. It's an information processor. And it's 1,000 times smaller than a cell, which itself is microscopic. A cell is invisibly microscopic. You need a microscope to see it. But the membrane, this liquid computer or liquid crystal semiconductor, which is like a computer chip, is 1,000 times smaller than the cell. It's made up of fats, specifically, well, a few different kinds of fats, including cholesterol, by the way, which is one of the reasons why cholesterol is so darn vital. You need to have cholesterol in the cell. Every cell has got a little drop of cholesterol, a little not a drop, but an infinitesimal amount of cholesterol that keeps it flexible. And cholesterol is very important for the information processing of the membrane. All right, I'm pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. Constance Stellis will be with us in our third segment. We'll take your calls next. You're listening to The Bright Side.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
10. With a Mectech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mectech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mectech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We've got Constance Stellis coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about numbers and astrology. And we'll continue talking about electricity here. If we don't have phone calls, it's 844-236-6010. The electrical nature of the universe, the electrical nature of the body, and the electrical nature of cells. Health is when the electricity in the body flows with facility, flows with ease. This requires all of the pieces to somehow be interacting with each other in a certain way. And when we become fragmented, when we become compartmentalized, and the parts of the body are somehow not interacting as they should, the electricity becomes jammed up. It short circuits. It doesn't flow as effectively. That's called being sick. When we are sick, we're somehow blocked electrically. Now, we take chemistry. We use chemicals, i.e. nutrition and sometimes drugs, to address these issues, but these issues are fundamentally not chemical. They're electrical. Why is that important? Because we're missing our power. If we try to go one step above where the problem really is, we lose some of our power. If we start to focus on our bodies electrically, I'll tell you how to do that in a minute here, we become more powerful because we're working more fundamentally. So how do you focus on the body electrically? Well, we talk about oxygen all the time. Why do you think oxygen works? Oxygen improves electrical energy. Oxygen improves the movement of pieces of electricity, i.e. electrons. Pieces of electricity are called electrons. I call them pieces of electricity because when we hear the word electron, we tune out. Don't tune out. Pieces of electricity, that's what an electron is. It's a quantum, obviously smaller than a piece. It's ridiculously small. There's more. I don't even know how to describe how small an electron is, but there's more electrons in a teaspoon of water than there are stars in the universe. So I mean, it's ridiculously small. But these little electrons or pieces of electricity, the movement of these little electrons or pieces of electricity is what makes us healthy. Oxygen facilitates the movement of these little pieces of electricity, i.e. electrons. Movement does the same thing. Moving the body, in fact, that's how electricity moves, is by the movement of the body. So you got to make sure that the body's moving. That's why exercise is so important. And you got to make sure you're resting, so that all of that energy can have time to do its work, can have a quiet place to do its building work. And that's real. And of course, you got to take nutrition. And nutrition is carriers for electricity. This is what nutrition is. It's carriers for electricity. Either closets or storage forms of electricity, which is protein, fats, and carbohydrates, your macronutrients. What we call macronutrients, protein, fats, and carbs, are depositories in various shapes of electricity. And what we call the mighty 90 essential nutrients, the vitamins and the minerals and the amino acids, carry the electricity. It's pretty much what we got here, folks. We got energy storage, energy carrying. Energy equals electricity, of course. You got either energy storage, energy carrying, energy movement. That's all it is. And understanding how to use that will all of a sudden wake us up to different strategies we can use to take care of our health. For example, you want to be moving your body. You don't want to be sitting on the couch. You want to be moving and active. Now, you do have to have a certain amount of rest, but you got to have, most of us have way too much rest. You got to make sure you're breathing correctly. That's why we do our slow, deep breathing exercises, but you don't even need to do it. It's more than slow, deep breathing. Slow, deep rhythmic breathing can activate the alpha state and relax the body, but breathing correctly can actually be used to stimulate the body. Something called the breath of fire. You can use it if you're driving and you're feeling tired and you're falling asleep. Do the breath of fire. The breath of fire is quick, fast breathing, quick, fast, shallow breathing. It really gets the electrons moving. Jumping on a rebounder, by the way, is one of the best things you could do first thing in the morning. If you're trying to quit coffee or wean yourself off of caffeine first thing in the morning, jump up and down on a rebounder for 10 minutes. If you can do it, watch TV or something. While you're jumping up and down on the rebounder, you'll be generating electrical charges and you'll have more energy. Interestingly, when you're tired, that's when you need to be moving. When we're tired, we have a tendency to want to sit on the couch or want to lie down or want to go to sleep. But when you're tired, assuming that you're not, you haven't been staying up all night, but you know, if you're just tired in the middle of the day, which a lot of people are, time to get the coffee or the Coke or whatever it is, whatever stimulant you're using, that's the time to move. Most of us have a time to use that time to veg out. Movement generates electricity. Movement improves oxygenation, which in turn generates electricity. All of this has an energizing effect. And then when it comes to the cell, facilitating energy or electrical energy in the cell is important. Fatty acids, the fats in the cell, are hold on to electrons. This is one of the ways that oxygen is attracted to a cell. Oxygen is attracted to a cell because oxygen loves electrons. Oxygen, that's oxygen's raison d'etre, that's its reason in life, is to interact with electrons. By the way, that's called oxidation. Fire is oxidation. It's the interaction oxygen has with little pieces of electricity. That same reaction that oxygen, or that same predisposition that oxygen has for interacting with electricity, interacting with little pieces of electricity, allows it to get sucked into a cell. That's how cells breathe. Oxygen is magnetically attracted to the cells by essential fatty acids. Well, by fatty acids, but we get them from essential fatty acids. This is what is one of the major roles of EFAs. And this is why EFAs have to be kept in a capsule, a gel cap. And this is why you'll hear a nutritionist say, don't eat vegetable oil. Because the EFAs in the vegetable oil are very unstable because oxygen loves electrons and EFAs have electrons. That same kind of predisposition that oxygen has to break down fats in your vegetable oil is used by a cell to attract oxygen into the cell. That's why one of the reasons, EFAs are important for a lot of reasons, but that's one of the main reasons. That's all about that membrane when it comes to the health of the cell. That's why one of the problems with statin drugs that you don't hear doctors talk about because they're not biochemists. They'll say, oh, your cholesterol's too high. You need to get it under 200. Anybody ever ask how they have to get the normal level of 200, normal blood cholesterol? The Merck Sharp and Dohme, or Merck, decided. The cholesterol manufacturers decided what that level will be. So anyway, cholesterol is really important for keeping that membrane flat, fluid. Cholesterol is a highly electrical substance. Super electrical. In fact, it's used. Cholesterol can be used in laboratories to generate electrical charges. It's piezoelectric. That means it generates electrical charge under pressure. Piezo means pressure. Cholesterol is piezoelectric. That makes the cell piezoelectric. When the cell itself is squeezed, it generates electrical charges via the piezoelectricity of cholesterol. There's also lecithin, highly in the cell membrane, highly electrical substance. Lecithin is a phospholipid, or a complex of phospholipids. Phospho for phosphorus, lipid for fat. These phospholipids, oh my gosh. If I went back to school and studied biochemistry, I'd probably have to get my degree or do my thesis in phospholipids. I don't know. There's so many good things. There's so many interesting things in the body, but phospholipids are so amazing. It's the phospholipids that are the secret to the electrical charges, because the phospholipids have this really interesting ability to both hold energy and move energy. Talk about how lipids and fats hold energy. We talk about how water-soluble substances move energy. Phospholipids do both. That makes them really important for electricity, especially the nerves and especially for the brain, which is why lecithin granules can be such a nice supplement to take, not to mention the fact that it helps you digest your food. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Constance Stellis coming up next segment. We're going to talk a little astrology. We'll be back right after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Breaking news is the Trump administration's announced it will block new downloads and updates of the popular video sharing app TikTok effective this Sunday, saying the Chinese-owned app creates unacceptable risks to national security. Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross saying things could change for U.S. users of TikTok if its ownership was to change under a deadline.
But the basic TikTok will stay intact until November 12th. If there's not a deal by November 12th under the provisions of the old order, then TikTok also would be, for all practical purposes, shut down.
The U.S. will also ban Chinese-owned messaging and payment app WeChat effective Sunday. Ross says the moves will combat malicious collection of American citizens' personal data by China. This is USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Virginia is the latest state to reject rapper Kanye West's attempts to make it to the November ballot for the White House. The state Supreme Court has turned down an appeal from West upholding a lower court ruling that rejected his ballot application because he failed to meet a requirement that at least 13 people pledge their support for his campaign. The matter went to court after the state elections officials said numerous people who had signed papers supporting West's bid later said they were misled about what they were signing. Federal investigators still have not determined what caused a deadly boat fire off the coast of Southern California a year ago. The NTSB releasing documents yesterday from the tragic incident that left 34 people dead. It states nothing was recovered that could be pointed out as an ignition source of that September fire. Only five people, all crew members, managed to escape, and the 75-foot diving boat went down near Santa Cruz Island. The agency will be holding a public hearing next month to announce further findings and recommendations. And the author of a novel that went on to become a blockbuster hit for Tom Hanks in 1994 has died. Winston Groom was 77. Besides writing fiction, he also wrote nonfiction on diverse subjects, from the Civil War to World War I, as well as Alabama's Crimson Tide football. And for USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for being here. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central, and 24-7 on the archive page at BenFuchsArchives.com. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that one up. We also have we have a search engine at BenFuchsArchives.com. We also have an archive at BrightsideBen.com, and my blog is PharmacistBen.com, and you can check out our videos and lots of good health information and news stories and such at CriticalHealthNews.com. Plus, the longevity products are available on all our websites, and click on the Join the Team link if you want to start a longevity business. And then also don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for healing wounds and preventing scarring, preventing post-surgical scarring, and treating eczema and acne and psoriasis. It turns out that when you heal the skin, you beautify the skin, and beauty and healing have the same mechanisms that underlie both. You can check out all our Truth Treatment products without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Treatments. And don't forget to take a peek at our 950-plus 4- and 5-star reviews at truthreviewed.com. Okay, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest, Constance Stellis. I actually read one of Constance Stellis' books. She's a prolific writer as well as being an astrologer. These days, we need all the help we can get and help from the stars, or at least understanding why the world is the way it is can help us get through this crazy time we're living in, and understanding the astrological underpinnings of how our world shows up can be a really fundamental part of understanding what the heck is going on. I could think of no more appropriate time to talk about astrology than today. And please welcome to the Bright Side, Constance Stellis. Hey, Constance.
Hello, my pleasure. That's a very, very apt introduction.
That's great. Thank you. I was telling you earlier that I'm a fan, and I was very excited to have you on because I read a little book, and I just bought your latest book is called Advanced Astrology for Life. Constance, I'm a pharmacist, and you wouldn't think a pharmacist would be into this stuff, although maybe 300 years ago you would think that, but these days you wouldn't think a pharmacist was into that kind of stuff. And I talk a lot about health and nutrition, and a lot of people listening they want to know about vitamins and minerals and exercise and some of the other ideas. So they're not necessarily attuned to the power of astrology. So can you speak to somebody who is more into the material things and material ways of healing and the material side of the world, and explain to them this is not woo-woo and there's real power here, and this is actually quite a science, as Sir Isaac Newton and Johannes Kepler would tell us if they were alive today. So can you talk to somebody who is skeptical, say? I'm sure you run into those people before.
I like to speak to people who are skeptical because they're inquiring. And people who just say, oh, I believe in astrology. And then they call me up and say, should I get out of bed today? This is neurotic. This is not use of the divine science, as it's been called. The first thing I would say is astrology is over 4,000 years old. And the history of it is quite awesome, and culturally it's interesting. But the fact that in the Renaissance, all universities throughout Italy, mostly in Italy, because astrology had a huge burgeoning in the Renaissance. Mm. If you were going to be a physician, you had to be an astrologer. Mm. Now, this started with the Greeks, but it really kind of found its flourishing during the Renaissance, because the phases of the moon, the position of the planets, the patient's sign, and how he or she would react to different therapies was all considered, because this was a holistic, before the term was invented, worldview, and very important. And we even see today, I mean, I'm not sure a surgeon would cop to this, but I know some older surgeons who
they only operate at certain times or something?
Yeah, exactly. The full moon is not an advantageous time for surgery, because moon, tides, blood, liquid.
Oh, wow.
More of a chance of hemorrhaging. And, I don't want to get everybody nervous. If you have an emergency, you have an emergency. Uh-huh. But if you don't, there are good times and not so good times for medical procedures. So that would be the first thing. The second thing is that astrology works. We maybe don't know exactly why in a quote-unquote scientific way, but it can lend sanity to your life right now and comfort and help with the timing of crucial events or events that are upcoming. It's a misuse of any of the occult sciences to get very, very granularly specific and dark, like the bad news cloud. It's really, it makes me crazy when somebody says, oh, this is what's going on. Okay, there are difficult times in life, and we're in one them.
Even when they blame the stars for their misfortunes kind of thing?
Well, you can blame the stars as long as you understand that the stars don't stay still. And they need your help and your energy to move forward and to ride out the difficult time. In India, where astrology is kind of a way of life, it's not the same as Western astrology. It's called Vedic astrology.
How's it different? It's like 1 month earlier or something, right?
Well, yeah, because it's based on the sidereal position of the constellations, and it emphasizes the moon, whereas in the Western astrology, we emphasize the sun, and we calibrate from the equinoxes. From the equinoxes. So 00 Aries is the beginning of the astrological years, and then we calculate from that. But my point about Indian astrology is that there's a long history of recommending different yoga postures, different ragas or music to help mitigate transits that are tough. It's not like we say, uh-oh, Saturn, I'm just going to go to bed. That's not productive. You have to be able to use the energy, positive or negative, that's coming up from the stars to guide your life. Because the beginning of astrology was sailors and navigators looking up at the sky and getting from point A to point B. Mm. And gradually everything developed to see, oh, well, there are very much correspondences with this person's personality in this time of year. And it grew and developed into what we now know as natal or birth astrology. That didn't exist in the ancient times.
Do you think the marginalization sciences, which astrology is a science, of course, sciences like astrology, has something to do with marketing? I was listening to some of the news yesterday, and I've been listening to politicians lately talk about science and how we have to trust science, and it's all about. But they need one kind of science. It's almost like the other sciences are suffering from bad marketing or something,
been marginalized. First of all, astrology is no longer suffering in a way because it's enormously popular due to the internet. Now, I have a lot of quibbles with the wholesale swallowing of, well, you know, my app told me this or that.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that's a great point, Constance. We have to take a commercial break, but I want you to talk about the kind of commercial or commodification of astrology and how that really doesn't serve us. It loses its power in that. All right, we got Constance Stellis coming up in our fourth segment here. Her book's Advanced Astrology for Life. She's actually got a whole bunch of books. We'll continue with Constance Stellis on the Bright Side right after this.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. We're talking to Constance Stellis, author of multiple books, The Hidden Power of Everyday Things, the Everything Sex Signs books, a book I just bought, Advanced Astrology for Life, and a book, a series of books that she wrote about self-care for various signs. Constance Stellis, is your last name really Stellis?
Really? Yep, my given name.
That's Constance amazing.
Stellis.
There are no accidents, indeed. Before we went to break, you were saying about this idea of the apps, and I know exactly what you're talking about, the horoscope in the newspaper and that kind of stuff. It's kind of this kind of mainstream idea of astrology turns it into a cartoon, and it kind of loses its power.
It's a really good word. It's a really
right?
good word.
It's kind of silly. But here's the deal. Understanding astrology is serious business. And that brings us, this is what I want to talk to you about here today, is we live in this, obviously, this crazy time, transformative, historic, epochal, really like one of the hugest time in all of history, I believe. What the heck's going on from an astrological, is that right, first of all? Do you agree with that?
Yes, I agree with it, but I don't think it's the only apocryphal time, but it doesn't matter. This is what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
And
from a star perspective, what's going on?
Okay. First of all, I knew that this would be a grim year, but I did not conceive of a pandemic. And I don't know any other astrologers who did. But this didn't just like all of a sudden spring on us. It had its roots a year or two ago. And I don't mean about the virus, because the virus, the virus is a trigger to uncover the corruption, the inequality, the desperation of one part of the world and another part of the world. So we are all united in suffering. And this unification, I mean, I don't want to say a necessary cleansing, because then we say, oh, well, we're cleansing. I mean, we have to fight, and we are fighting. But it is the coming together of too many forces that were not functioning, too many systems that were not functioning. In this country, the healthcare system, not functioning. Mm. The economic system functioning very well for the 1%, not so much for the other people. And the unemployment problem now, the fear of working or not working, and then we have the educational system, which is just a mess. So what happened? It wasn't exactly one star pattern, but it was an accumulation. And then two planets, Jupiter and Pluto, were conjunct. Conjunct meaning that they were in the same sign and very close to each other in the heavens. Mm. And these are kind of opposite energies. Jupiter is all about expansion and usually quite positive, but Pluto is about unearthing from the depths. So I thought this was kind of clever, but I'm calling this time PPP, Plutonian Pandemic Process, because it is a process. And there will be pivots of improvement. One is coming December 21st.
What's going to happen? When you say improvement, what does that mean?
On that day, I don't expect an event on that day, but it sets up a new pattern and a new energy for the coming year. Jupiter, which has been unhappy in the sign of Capricorn, because Jupiter wants to expand and Capricorn wants to contract, will move to Aquarius. And Saturn will also move to Aquarius. So this means that these two planets are in the sign of unique solutions, almost eccentric solutions, and new thought. Because what we're seeing basically in the up and down seesaw of the pandemic, the economy, and everything is the old guard saying, well, we just got to do it this way. And it's not working. And it's leaving many, many physicians, economists, all sorts of people kind of up the creek because they don't know. And the what's taken over is anecdotal stories on the Internet. And you kind of run into them and say, no, that seems right. That seems right. And even with immunity and building up your immunity, I mean, you can shoot your veins up with Clorox, but, I mean, my God, that's not going to work.
How do people, what do you say, how do you advise people to build their immunity? Just curious.
I'm in New York City, so it's pretty essential. Vitamin C, vitamin D. I'm also very strongly in favor of silver.
Colloidal silver?
Colloidal, or there's another one that's even lighter. Sovereign silver is called hydrosol silver. It's lighter than colloidal, which can kind of, I think, accumulate in organs, which isn't so good.
Hydrosol, I hadn't heard of that. Hydrosol silver?
Hydrosol silver. The company that makes it very well is called Sovereign Silver. And you can take it orally, or you can also do something that I've done to put it in a mister and sleep with it. So you don't put a lot
like a humidifier.
Yep, like a humidifier. Exactly. And before social distancing, I was feeling not too happy around crowds. So I think that that's an important thing. The masks are
probably
important.
Sensitive to a lot of things.
I am. And New York is not easy.
New York. I'm from New York, Tom. I escaped. I know all about it.
Okay.
You say you're hopeful, and you said that we have an up thing happening, which is kind of encouraging, I have to tell you. And then what do you see, like how long is this kind of period of turmoil and chaos supposed to go on, astrologically speaking?
I think we've got another year and a half.
Is there light at the end of the tunnel? Is there good stuff coming up?
There is. There's enormous light at the end of the tunnel if we're willing to make the changes necessary.
Like what? Give us an example of what could be.
Working from home, okay?
Uh-huh.
Everybody's working from home. What is going to happen with all that real estate all over the country, which were offices? This could be put to some use. I mean, here, many hotels have been put to use for the homeless. It wasn't exactly a great plan because the homeless were hanging out in the hotels and then coming out in the streets and, you know, chatting up people for money. So the quality of life is not too good in New York at the moment because there's too many people just hanging around.
Uh-huh.
But it did decrease the COVID numbers. So thinking outside of the profit box, sensibly, not like the government can just shell out, can solve the social problems, the racial problems, the economic problems, or go a far distance in making them better. But if we just kind of, you know, wait and say, okay, well, the stock market's going to go up, everybody's going to be making money again, that is old thinking. It cannot be anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It cannot be. And the people who are staying home at work, they prefer to stay home. They don't have to commute. They don't have to use the subway or in other parts of the country. They don't have to get in their car. And it is amazing how clear the air has been in New York.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay, so listen, Constance, we're going to run out of time. I'd love to have you back because I got so many questions for you. But let me ask you one last thing, okay? And I don't know if you even want to go here. So, Trump, Biden.
Yeah.
What do the stars say?
I gave up. The stars are very ambiguous because it's...
Oh, they are. Everything's ambiguous.
I gave up political predictions last
year. But what do the stars say? I'm not asking you to predict, but what do the stars say?
Biden has a very good chance. Trump may pull something out of his hat.
Or out of somewhere. Hang on here. When you say we're heading towards Biden, is that part of this thing, this hopefulness that's coming up in the next year and a half, like a big change of some kind?
It is.
Or could it be a big change that's not necessarily a good change?
It probably will get grimmer before it gets better. But that will be whether if Trump is reelected, it will be fast grim. If Biden is
a slower grim, if it's grim.
Yeah,
Constance, that was too fast. That was too fast a half hour. We'll have you back on though. Thank you so much for being on. It's an honor to talk to you. Thank you.
Okay. Take
be
care.
Well. May the stars be with you. All right. That was Constance Stellis. She's got her website, ConstanceStellis.com, lots of good books, and also tips as well, astrological tips and stuff that you can learn if you're interested in astrology on ConstanceStellis.com. That's it for now. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.